This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, keep iftar simple. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to Said with me, Sister Zainab here on IMB English Radio, and obviously the title is self-explanatory, and it's this sort of constant reminder that I also make, and probably many people make, that, you know, we're not, that there's very many good reasons why we should keep our iftar simple, and we can include suhoor, but obviously people don't usually have so much time to make the suhoor meal so lavish. But, you know, quite apart from, obviously, if we keep the iftar simple, it means we're spending less time preparing, which means we've got more time for reflection, for dua, reading Quran, and so on during Ramadan. If we keep iftar simple, it also means we're not spending quite as much money for the iftar, which means maybe we've also, in theory, got a bit more money to give to charity, to give the people in need. But there's deeper reasons. You know, every single reason has many depths and layers to it anyway. But look, so there's a particular aspect of extravagant meals during, in particular during the holy month of Ramadan, that are quite tricky and something we need to be very aware of. So, for example, it said, so people who fast and observe lawful means for eating and drinking, but are excessive to the extent of extravagance, for example, during the iftar, are compared with those who eat and drink from unlawful means. So, you know, this is something that maybe not all of us are aware of. So, you know, we might well be very good at abstaining from eating and drinking during the day, and even abstaining from rude words and all the other bad traits. But look, if we have this sort of blemish-free day of fasting and we've done everything right, we've done all the good things, and then we sit down to a hugely extravagant meal of iftar, it seems that we're actually sort of put in the same group as those people who are eating and drinking from unlawful means. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And so I'm talking about many other reasons why we should keep our iftar simple, and this very deep and sort of very important reason that if we are considered extravagant, so if we're excessive or extravagant in our iftar meals, for example, well, we could apply it to suhoor, of course, too. We're put in the same group as those people who are drinking and eating from unlawful means. And so I'll just sort of explain this a bit more. So these people who do this, they're basically called slaves of their stomachs. We're not slaves of Allah if we're engaging in extravagant iftar meals, and you know, and many people will have maybe attended or at least be aware of some of these iftar meals where, you know, you have a huge spread, maybe you've got the simple things to break the fast with, and then you sit down to a very lavish meal with all the different vegetables and breads and maybe several meat dishes and so on, and then there comes more after that. So if we're doing that, we are slaves of our stomachs and we're not slaves of Allah. So obviously we don't want to be doing that. And so obviously it also, so these people are then called worshippers of the belly rather than sort of Allah's worshippers. And notice obviously this is so, and we know that lavishness and extravagance is forbidden, and it's considered tantamount to a sin, the same as a sin. So what do we do? So obviously this is something we need to abstain from, definitely. So inshallah, you bear this in mind, because this is a really important point. We do not want to be grouped with people who are sort of drinking and eating from unlawful things. So please, when it comes to preparing iftar, just remind yourselves of this, inshallah. And so pray that you gain just some extra reminders from today, and look forward to welcoming you to another episode of Aid Said here on I'm Being This Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.